listening to Thoughts of Healing with David Boone on PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio. Now here's David.
Take the measure of evil and destroy it. Take the measure of evil. It falls before the supremacy of truth. 1 Samuel chapter 17 shows how. David met Goliath in a place called Shocho, a place where false things disappear. Goliath's fate was sealed once a measure was taken of him. Before this meeting, David had previously measured the sword, the shield, and the spear against the supremacy of spirit and found them wanting. In the confrontation, Goliath said, "Am I a dog that you come to me without a sword, shield, or spear?" David made nothing of evil, and evil felt its own nothingness at that moment. David understood the panic of evil. It is always evil that panics, never God, or the real man in his image, and immediately rushed forward with his sling. David proved his mastery over evil with smooth stones and the sling. Thoughts of God's supremacy hurled at evil's illusion or error. The five smooth stones symbolize five turned, proven ideas previously made clear to David by life experience. Sword, shield, and spear represented limitation rather than power. To David, they also represented evil's vulnerability and self-destructive nature. Man found in God's supremacy is holy and indestructible. David took the head of Goliath. He took away the belief of intelligence from matter, the era of evil. The battle showed the supremacy of God versus the materiality of Goliath. Take the measure of evil and destroy it. Know that it's a failure from the outset. David knew just that.
Quotes from Science and Health mentioned during this program are from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Thoughts of Healing with David Boone is produced by Prayerful Living Publishing. This is PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio.